ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 39 एंड 40। यत् नः स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिताः विप्राः च वृद्धाः च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्याः नताः सुहृदः भ्रातरः च सर्वाणि भूतानि अनसूयया एव यत् नः सुतप्तं तपः एतत् ईश निरन्धसां कालं अदभ्रम् अप्सु सर्वं तत् एतत् पुरुषस्य भूम्नः वृणीमहे ते परितोषणाय। ओके ठीक है, एक ही लिखा है। यन्नः स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसीदिता क्षमा कीजिए प्रसादिता। यन्नः स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव यन्न स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव यन्नः स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव यन्न स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव यन्न स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव यन्न स्वधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता दाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या नतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव सुधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव सदानुवृत्त्या आर्यानतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव माताजी न सुधीतं गुरवः प्रसादिता विप्राश्च वृद्धाश्च सदानुवृत्त्या नतः सुहृदो भ्रातरश्च सर्वाणि भूतान्यनसूयैव. There is also another verse that is joined to this, which I will chant myself. Yanna sutaptam tapayet adisha nirandhasam kalam adabhramapsu sarvam tadetat purushasya bhumna vrini mahete paritoshanaya. So I will read the word-for-word meaning of text 39. Yet, what, naha, by us, svadhitam, studied, guravaha, superior persons, spiritual masters, prasaditaha, satisfied, vipraha, the brahmanas, cha, and vriddhaha, those who are elderly, cha, And Sat Anuvrittya, by our gentle behavior, Aryaha, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, Nataha, were offered obeisances. Suhridaha, friends, Bhrataraha, brothers, Cha, and Sarvani, all Bhutani, living entities, Anusuyaya, without envy, Eva, certainly. Translation of both verses 39 and 40. Dear Lord, we have studied the Vedas, accepted a spiritual master, and offered respect to Brahmanas, advanced devotees, and aged personalities who are spiritually very advanced. We have offered our respects to them, and we have not been envious of any brother, friends, or anyone else. We have also undergone severe austerities within the water and have not taken food for a long time. All these spiritual assets of ours are simply offered for your satisfaction. We pray for this benediction only and nothing more. Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, the real perfection of life is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyaha. In understanding the Vedas, one has to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has actually understood Him surrenders unto Him after many, many births. We find all these qualifications in the Prachetas. They underwent severe austerities and penances within the water, and they did not take any food for a very long time. They practiced these austerities not for material benediction, but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse presents a perfect picture of the Vedic civilization. People training to become devotees should be respectful not only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also to those who are elderly in knowledge, who are Aryans and actual devotees of the Lord. An Aryan is one who does not boast, but is an actual devotee of the Lord. Aryan means advanced. Formerly, those who claimed to be Aryans had to be devotees of the Lord. But, for instance, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 2, Krishna chastised Arjuna by saying that he was speaking like a non-Aryan. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kutastva Kashmalamidam Vishame Samupasthitam Anarya Jushtamasvargyam Akirti Karam Arjuna. The Supreme Person, Bhagavan, said, "My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the progressive values of life. They do not lead to higher planets, but to infamy." Arjuna, the Kshatriya, was refusing to fight despite being directly ordered by the Supreme Lord. Thus, he was chastised by the Lord as belonging to a non-Aryan family. Anyone who is advanced in the devotional service of the Lord certainly knows his duty. It does not matter whether his duty is violent or non-violent. If it is sanctioned and ordered by the Supreme Lord, it must be performed. An Aryan performs his duty. It is not that Aryans are unnecessarily inimical to living entities. The Aryans never maintain slaughterhouses, and they are never enemies of poor animals. The Prachetas underwent severe austerities for many, many years, even within the water. Accepting austerities and penances is the avowed business of those interested in advanced civilization. The word nirandhasam means without food. Eating voraciously and unnecessarily is not the business of an Aryan. Rather, the eating process should be restricted as far as possible. When Aryans eat, they eat only prescribed eatables. Regarding this, the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 26, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktyupaharitam ashnami prayatatmanah. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Thus, there are restrictions for the advanced Aryans. Although the Lord Himself can eat anything and everything, He restricts Himself to vegetables, fruits, milk, and so on. This verse thus describes the activities of those who claim to be Aryans. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vancha Kalpataro Vyascha Kripa Sindho Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratpushe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam प्रेमापमर्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्तादरहन परः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण इन दीज टू वर्सेस एज श्रील प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स इन द लास्ट सेंटेंस ऑफ हिज परपोर्ट Describe the activities of those who claim to be Aryans. The subject is the activities of the Prachetas. They have performed austerities that we cannot even imagine in this age, living under the water and fasting for many, many years. And what is really remarkable about the Prachetas' activities are not so much that they were under the water for a long time. Nowadays people can be in a submarine under the water for a long time. It is not that they didn't eat food for a long time. There are people who may fast for political or social purposes and fast for many days. But the remarkable thing is that they live together without being envious of each other and in a friendly spirit. That is the remarkable feature of the Prachetas. They live together only for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord. And without that, there was no other desire in their heart. So when the Lord asked them, they replied, Vrini Mahete Paritoshanaya. We simply pray that whatever we have achieved in terms of our spiritual assets and accomplishments, they may be offered at your lotus feet for your pleasure, for your satisfaction. And Prabhupada begins the purport from this point. That as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, the real perfection of life is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atah Pumbhir Vijashreshtha Varnashtama Vibhagashah Svanushthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. The perfection of all our activities in the Varnas and the Ashramas, the performance of all our varnashram duties is that we should be able to ultimately please the Supreme Lord, Sri Hari. And as we will see in other verses, I don't remember if that verse is before or after, but the Lord will appear before them and bless them. Varam Vrinidvam Bhadram Vo. He will say, I am very pleased with you, my dear sons of the king, because you have lived together amicably, without hostility, without envying each other, in a very friendly spirit. Sauhardena Aprithak Bhavam. So your Sauhardya. Sauhardya means friendship. But this friendship is something very deep. Suhrida, very close to the heart, with a very good feeling in the heart. So Sauhardya refers to that friendship which is genuine, which is from the heart. In another place, in one lecture, Prabhupada says there are many words or synonyms for friend in Sanskrit. And like you may have bandhu, sakha, mitra. Now he says, Prabhupada says, the word mitra is like an official friendship. Hindi chini bhai bhai, no? Little official type of friendship. Sakha is a very informal, casual type of friendship, like Krishna with the Brajabasis. So they are sakhas, his cowherd boyfriends. There is also something called suhrid. In suhrid, one also becomes a genuine well-wisher. One wishes well. So these prachetas were living together so amicably as genuine well-wishers. And one cannot be a well-wisher of somebody unless one's heart is free of envy. This is the most difficult challenge in devotional service. It is not getting free of lust and greed and anger and all these things. No doubt they are very, very formidable enemies, and they harass the conditioned living entity no end. But even if someone has conquered lust, conquered greed and anger and so on, to conquer envy is very difficult. Therefore, dharma projhita kaita vatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. So this Bhagavad Dharma and the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are nirmatsaranam, who are free from matsara or matsarya, the envious feeling that we get towards another living entity. The Pracheta's greatest achievement was this. And they lived together not just free of envy, but their friendly spirit was directed towards the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the standard of the Aryan civilization. A significant portion of the purport today, in these two verses by Srila Prabhupada, is devoted to the topic Aryan. And Prabhupada mentions here the meaning of the word Aryan. In the word-for-word meaning, he says Aryaha, means plural, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge. That is the definition he gives here. In the purport, he defines Aryans as those who are actual devotees of the Lord. That means not formal devotees. Formal devotees means one who is a namesake, just as an official thing, he is a devotee of the Lord. But one who is an actual devotee means one who is a pure devotee or very sincerely seeking to please Krishna only. An Aryan is one who does not boast. That means he doesn't boast that I am a devotee. Brahmaji tells Krishna in the Bhagavatam, Jananta eva janantu kim bahukti name prabho. There are many who say that I know Krishna. Janantu. So Brahma says, let them say like that. Jananta eva janantu. In India, this is a very typical problem. Especially when Western devotees go to talk to somebody, yeah, we know Krishna very well. So this is official devotee of Krishna. So Brahmaji says that there are those who say that I know Krishna. So Brahma says, Kim bahukte na me prabho, but I don't want to say very much about these people. Let them say whatever they are saying. They are saying, I know Krishna, okay, let it be, let them say. But as far as I am concerned, I cannot, manaso vapucho karmanaha vaibhavam tava gocharaha. I cannot approach the limits of your opulences and glories with my mind, with my actions, with my words, etc. So one who is a genuine or actual devotee of Krishna understands that I am not a devotee actually. because being a devotee is such an exalted situation. So those who are boastful that I am a devotee are not actual devotees. So that is the purport of Prabhupada's statement here. And then Prabhupada goes on to say that Aryan means advanced. Formerly those who claimed to be Aryans had to be devotees of the Lord. And then Prabhupada quotes the famous Bhagavad Gita verse wherein Krishna is chastising Arjuna as being anarya. Anarya jushtam asvargyam akirti karam Arjuna. O Arjuna, you are shying away from your prescribed duty as a kshatriya, and I am asking you to fight, so you should fight, and still you are reluctant. So you are actually an Arya, you are Arya Putra, but you are behaving like an Anarya. The word Arya in Sanskrit can be a noun and also an adjective. It can be used to describe a person or qualities. So you are behaving like an Anarya. The qualities are Anarya, Asabhya. This does not befit you who were born in such an exalted race of the Kuru dynasty. In the Mahabharata, the entire Kuru dynasty is referred to as Arya. And Dushasan is particularly referred to by Vyasadeva as Anarya in connection with the episode where he attempted to disrobe Draupadi. And in that connection, Vidura is the only one who is called Arya, because he was the only one who protested the disrobing of Draupadi in the assembly hall of Dhritarashtra. Everyone else was quiet. But Vidura protested. So he is referred to as Arya. The Pandavas were also Arya, but they refer to themselves as Anarya. And this happens especially after the killing of Dronacharya. The Pandavas are feeling miserable. First of all, they have killed their guru. And secondly, the way they killed their guru, there was some element of deceit there. So they are feeling bad. And they feel we are Anarya. We are not Aryans actually. So the word Arya refers to somebody who is very dharmic, very devoted to the Lord, very dharmic, very noble, very cultured, very truthful, great. This is the purport of the word Aryan. Of course, nowadays, in the 20th century especially, the word Aryan has assumed or has forcibly been given false meanings. Hitler gave it another purport altogether. He was also for Aryan supremacy, but he considered Aryans as a racial stock. He considered it from the bodily perspective. The Nordic races who had blue eyes and blonde hair and fair skin, they were called Aryans according to Hitler. So he wanted to establish the supremacy of the race, the Caucasian race from that region, as being superior to those from other parts of the world in Africa, Asia and so on. So that is a misconception actually. We also have the Arya Samaj. No offense to them, but they don't believe in the form of the Lord. So how can they be Arya? Anadrita Yushmadangrayaha, as Brahma says in the Bhagavatam also, Yenye Raminindaksha Vimuktumaninas Tvayasta Bhavada Vishuddha Buddhayaha. He says there are those people who worship only the impersonal aspect of your Lordship and they imagine that they have attained perfection. But avishuddha buddhayaha, their intelligence is polluted. Ahruya krichreena parampadam tataha patantyadho anadrita yushmadankhayaha. And they perform very severe penances and think that they have achieved the parampadam, the highest position. But patanti adhaha. But actually they fall down because they have disregarded the lotus feet of your lordship. Anadrita yushmad anghrayaha. Anghrayaha, the 2 feet of Krishna. So the Arya Samajis, they do not accept that the Lord has a form. In fact, their preaching is very strongly against deity worship. Recently there is some controversy going on regarding something. Some Arya Samaji person has been taken to court because he made some offensive statements about the Lord. So it is not that kind of Arya. This is not the real Arya. And Prabhupada therefore clarifies, Arya means devotee. So Arya has to be understood from the point of view of behavior and culture, not merely from the behavior or from the aspect of mundane learning or birth or racial stock and so on. From the word Aryan has come the word Iran. The country Iran has come from the word Aryan. So scholars call it Indo-Aryans. So modern scholars have many false theories about the Aryans, the Aryan invasion theory and so on, which of course we don't accept as followers of the Vedas. This is a false theory that some people called the Aryans of a superior racial stock invaded the country from the northern side and colonized the country and then made everybody civilized. That is not the correct understanding as per the Bhagavatam. But the word Arya as being a cultured person is very much there. In fact, many of us may be surprised to know that the apabhramsha or the distortion of the word Arya continuously after many years has come to the word ji in Hindi that we use as a suffix. Mantri ji, Swami ji. So the word ji, the suffix ji, J-I, is actually a derivative of the word Aryan. Or even the South Indian languages, Ayya. Right? Ayya in Telugu, Tamil, Kannada. Ayya, this is a suffix that comes from the word Arya actually. It's an apabhramsha, it's a distortion of that. From Sanskrit, all the Prakrit languages, they started getting distorted. So there are many words in Persian that resemble the word Arya. And they have been changed a little bit. So the point is that good behavior, good culture is the characteristic of an Aryan. In the Ramayana, Ram is referred to as Arya Sarva Samaschaiva Sadaiva Priyadarshanaha. He is Arya, he is Sarva Samaha Chaeva Sadaiva Priyadarshanaha. He looks at everybody equally, he treats everybody equally. He doesn't discriminate high or low. And Priya Darshana, he is loved by everyone. Sugriva addresses himself as Arya. He addresses Vali also as Arya. Maybe justified, maybe not justified, but they were actually not just monkeys. They were sons of demigods. And when Hanuman came in disguise first time at Rishyamukha mountain to meet Ram and Lakshman as they were trying to search for Sita, Hanuman, the way he was speaking in disguise, it was so cultured. His speech, his intonations, his modulations of speech, his choice of the words, his pronunciation of the words was so refined, so cultured that Ram was taken aback and said, this person is a very learned person, very cultured person. Hanuman was actually a great scholar. He learned from Suryadev. So, even the Vanaras were considered Arya. They were Arya Putras. It is another matter that Ravan also considered himself an Aryan. In the Valmiki Ramayana, he addresses himself and the ministers of his as Arya. Because Ravana was the son of Vishrava, who was a Brahmana. And so therefore, because he was by birth, his father was a Brahmana, so he addressed himself as an Aryan. But obviously we know that by character, by behavior, by culture, Ravana was an Arya. The Amarakosha, that is the famous Sanskrit dictionary, defines Arya as Mahakula Kulina Arya Sabhya Sajjana Sadhavaha. Arya means one who is born in a cultured family, good family. Mahakula, Kulina. Kulina means one who is in a very distinguished family. Sabhya, he is civilized. Sajjana is a gentleman. Satjana, who is on the path of truth. And Sadhavaha is a sadhu. He is a gentleman, he is a devotee of the Lord. Manu has also defined Aryan by birth, that Aryan is one whose birth has taken place by prayer, by samskara. In other words, if the mother and father at the time of coming together have not had a prayerful mood, if the proper garbhadhana samskar has not been done, if the proper devotional attitude was not there, and the child is just a victim of accident or of mere lust, then that child is not called an Arya, according to Manu, Manu Smriti. So there are many things like this, interesting points. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Mother Devahuti says, Aho batashvapachota garyan yajjif vagre vartate namatubhyam tepus tapaste juhuvuhu sasnurarya brahmanochu nama grinantiyete. Mother Devahuti addresses Kapila, her son, who is a Supreme Lord, and says, my dear Lord, that even if someone is born in a Sanskrit, in a Chandal family, if he is chanting your holy names, then he is worshipable. Aho bata shvapacho to gariyan. Gariyan means worshipable. Shvapacha means Chandal. Shva is a dog. Pacha is to cook or eat. Incidentally, in Sanskrit, such a fine difference between sva and sha. There are many devotees who pronounce sva as sha. But just that little difference can make a whole big difference in the meaning. For example, svajana means relative and shvajana means dogs. Because the word shva means a dog. So, Mother Devahuti says, that even if one is born as a Shvapacha, he is Gariyan, he is worshipable. Nama Grinanti Yete, if they are taking your name. And one should understand that such a person has already performed all sorts of austerities, Tepu Tapaha, Juhuvuhu, he has performed all kinds of sacrifices, Sasnuhu, he has taken bath in all the holy rivers, Arya. And Prabhupada translates the Arya there as a person who has acquired all the good manners of the Aryans. Again, a question of behavior, culture. Brahmanuchur, one who has studied all the Vedas. In other words, somebody who has become an actual devotee of the Lord is understood to have done all these things before. That is the point of this verse. But in the connection of this purport today, we can understand that the Prachetas were genuine Aryans, and therefore they were able to respect the Aryans. Because they are praying here that we have accepted a spiritual master, offered respect to the Brahmanas, advanced devotees and aged personalities who are spiritually very advanced. Guravaha Vipraha Vriddhaha Sad Anuvritya and Aryaha. So these are the people to whom they have offered respect. So therefore we can understand that they are also Aryans. A person who doesn't offer respect to these categories of people cannot be an Aryan himself. So the Vedic culture is a culture of respect, as Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport. And especially in the community of devotees, this culture must be established. Without culture, Krishna Bhakti cannot progress. It is very hard to simply rise to the transcendental platform straight from the lower modes. We must try to institute the Arya culture amongst a society of devotees. Then we can become actual devotees of the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? Yes, Sankarari.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Nice lecture.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, I have two questions. One question is, first, as he explained, most of the Arya qualities is more of sattvic nature. But some are other way, devotees are beyond the gunas. Sometimes we have to act in rajoguna, sometimes in tamoguna. And still we are considered as Aryans or not? Second question I will come to. In South, there is a typical problem in our preaching. The word Aryas agitate most of the people. You may be knowing, I think, in South, particularly Tamil Nadu. Because they think they are Dravidas. They are not Aryas. And how that classification come into picture, that Aryas, Dravidas, so that whenever they tell Aryas in Bhagavadam or some or other things, they get so agitated. They think we are Dravidas. These are invaders from north to south. That's a feeling and expression even educated people, they talk about it.
Okay, Shankadari Prabhu's first question was that even during devotional service, we have to act for Krishna's service in the different modes. Sometimes we have to act in Rajo, sometimes in Sattva, and devotees are supposed to be transcendental, right? So then the question is, how are we Aryas? Yes? As Prabhupada says here, Aryas are one who don't hesitate to perform their duty in the service of the Lord. Right? I'll just read the purport again. Anyone who is advanced in the devotional service of the Lord certainly knows his duty. It does not matter whether his duty is violent or non-violent. Sattvic or Rajasic or Tamasic even. If it is sanctioned and ordered by the Supreme Lord, it must be performed. An Aryan performs his duty. At the same time, Prabhupada wants to clarify that no unnecessary Rajasic activity has to be done. So he says, it is not that the Aryans are unnecessarily inimical to living entities. The Aryans never maintain slaughterhouses and they are never enemies of poor animals. Eating, yes. Even for voracious eating, Prabhupada is talking. In other words, the Aryans are those, as Prabhupada explains, who are willing to do anything for the Lord. But that doesn't mean that they use this as an excuse to do prohibited activities or for unnecessary or unsanctioned sense enjoyment. And the second question was about South India. People consider themselves Dravidas. and they don't like the word Arya. That is because of modern propaganda. Number one, about this Aryan invasion theory that separates the local, original so-called inhabitants of India from those who invaded. And secondly, it is also the vicious propaganda of locals in the south, like Periyar and so on, who have distinguished between the two. The Dravida Desha is glorified in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Padma Purana it is said that actually bhakti takes her birth in Dravida Desha. Yes, in the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam also, in the 11th canto, there is mention of the banks of the Tunga, Kaveri and the Tunga. Yeah, indirect reference to the Alvars is there. And in the works of the Alvars, there is so much of Sanskrit. Original Tamil had so much of Sanskrit. The whole same culture, everything was same. So this is an unnecessary, envious imposition, artificial imposition by people for their own political or narrow purposes. But Arya refers, as I said, not necessarily only to racial stock, but it refers to culture. Wherever there is a genuine and pure culture of devotion to the Lord, in accordance with the scriptures, the Vedas, that is Arya. So the whole country was earlier called Aryavarta. Bharatavarsha was Aryavarta. Okay? Any other comment or question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
कि आपने जो महाभारत का एक उदाहरण दिया उसमें से मेरा प्रश्न है कि इस कुरुवंश में पितामह इतने वयोवृद्ध होते हुए भी और सुसंस्कृत और शक्तिशाली होते हुए भी वो उस घटना को क्यों नहीं रोक पाए.
Okay, I will translate question in English since the class is in English. That even though Bhishma Dev was such an exalted personality, so knowledgeable, etc., why did he keep quiet in that shameful episode when Draupadi was being disrobed? Of course, it's a big topic. There are internal reasons, external reasons. But the most commonly understood reason from the external point of view is that he eaten the salt of the Kauravas. And his vow was to protect the throne of Kuru, of the Kuru dynasty. So he was obliged to the Kauravas. That is what happens when you take the salt of somebody. Yes, somebody.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maharaj. That we can do service for the satisfaction of the Lord Krishna. That Prabhuji was, Sankadhari Prabhuji was asking about this question. That in Smriti Shastra it has also been mentioned, Sriti Smriti Mavai Vagya Yesta Ullanghya Vartate. Those who are not following the regulatory principles of Sriti and Smriti and performing their prescribed duties without following this principle of Sriti and Smriti, although they are, Krishna is saying himself, although they can be there claiming themselves that we are devotees, but they cannot be called Vaishnavas. Samadbhaktopi na Vaishnavaha.
Yeah, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrika Vidindana Aikantikim Harer Bhaktir Utpata Yaiva Kalpate.
That's another verse. This is not there. Shruti Smriti Mavai Vange Yaste Ullanghya Vartate Agyan Chedi Mavas Dvesi Madbhaktopi na Vaishnavaha. Krishna is saying himself. That Agyan, he is not following relative principles. In this way he is disregarding me, and he is doing dvesa to me, and although he is claiming that I am a devotee, but he can be called as a devotee, but he cannot be called as a Vaishnava.
Yes, that is the point, that even bhakti has to be done in accordance with scriptural injunctions. Bhakti cannot be done whimsically. That is why we have so many scriptures And our acharyas have even written so many books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught his followers so deeply the siddhanta of bhakti. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, for example, of Rupa Goswami, such a detailed analysis of what is bhakti and what is not bhakti. Such a fine, detailed analysis. Every subtle point Rupa Goswami has taken. This may appear to be bhakti, but actually it is not bhakti. Then he takes another fine point. So bhakti is very simple in one sense, but when you really go deep, then we understand what is bhakti, what is not bhakti. So therefore we need the Guru Sadhu Shastra to help us follow the path of bhakti very correctly. Okay? Alright. Mic here, can you give the mic? I think last question, then we can...
Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
A devotee, here, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Suppose, of course, we devotees cannot judge other devotees. But still, if we feel that a devotee is envious, what we should do? Should we associate with him or?
Should we associate with a devotee who is envious of others?
He chants holy name of the Lord.
Then gradually he will also become free from envy. But it's a vicious trap, because if you are envious, you can't chant sincerely. You cannot chant properly. The holy name of the Lord can be chanted, as Mahaprabhu said, no? Trinadapi suneche na tarorapi sahishvana amani namaradena kirtaniya sadahari. So to constantly chant the name of the Lord is not an easy thing. It requires a certain state of consciousness, a certain condition of the heart. When the heart has a lot of envy, then it is hard to chant the holy name always. But nevertheless, by humbling ourselves before the devotees and by praying to the Lord and continuing to chant the holy name, that envy can go from the heart. Okay, so we will have to stop because we have to go for a meeting. Okay? So, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.